我们来看希伯来书。
Please turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.Verse 11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience.
这个地方说要竭力进入那安息。
Be diligent to enter that rest.
主耶稣是从天上降世为人。
Our Lord Jesus came from heaven into this world as a human being.
带给我们充充满满有恩典也有真理。
He was full of grace and truth.
那神要给我们的一个很重要的恩典就是让我们得到安息。
And a very important part of God's grace is that he will give us rest.
我们在世界上劳苦担重担。
We toil and labor in this world.
所以有时候觉得活着好累。
Sometimes being alive seems very tiring.
有时是肉体很累，有时候是心灵很累。
We may be exhausted physically, or be very mentally drained.
但是主耶稣告诉我们，他要让我们得安息。
But our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that He will give us rest.
这是一个应许。
This is a promise.
但这里告诉我们，要竭力，进入那安息。
Verse 11 tells us to be diligent to enter that rest.
也就是说，这个应许是要给我们，但是我们有我们的本分。
This promise has been given to us. However, we still have our responsibility.
就是要努力去追求，来得到在主里面的安息。
We need to work hard to obtain that rest in the Lord Jesus.
如果我们真的是努力进到安息，那我们就会觉得，世界上的劳苦战重担得以摆脱解脱。
If we're diligent to enter this rest, then we will feel relieved from the burdens and hardship of this world.
所以圣经告诉我们说，神给我们的富足没有忧虑。
The Bible tells us that the riches from the Lord are without worries.
那神要让我们得安息，这个就是神恩典的一部分，在安息里面没有忧虑。
Part of God's grace is to give us rest, and in that rest, there is no worry.
有时候地上的富足反而带来很多的压力跟重担。
Sometimes the wealth in this world brings with it many kinds of pressure and burden.
但是神丰盛的这一种平安安息里面却没有忧虑。
But the abundant rest in the Lord from God is without any worry.
那在第四章里面我们大概可以看到有三种的安息。
In chapter 4, we can observe three kinds of rests.
如果看第四节。
Let's read verse 4. For he has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works.
这个地方引用创世纪里面在讲到第七日神休了他一切的工。
This verse quotes Genesis saying God rested on the seventh day from all his works.
其实这就是安息日的开始。
This was the beginning of the Sabbath.
也就是从伊甸园里面开始。
And this began in the Garden of Eden.
在人还没有犯罪以前，神就分别第七天要让人休息。
Before man sinned, God had already consecrated the seventh day for people to rest.
那到旷野的时候，神还正式把它写进十诫里面。
And when the Israelites were in the wilderness, God formally ordained it in the Ten Commandments.
那第七天的安息前面有讲六日要劳碌做工。
Prior to mentioning the Sabbath, the commandment says, in 6 days you shall work and labor.
所以劳碌做工这是神的旨意，这也是人的本分。
To labor and to work is the duty of human beings.
但是到第七天神要让我们得到安息。
But on the seventh day, God will give us rest.
所以竭力进入安息，就要进入安息日里面的安息。
To be diligent to enter that rest means, first of all, to enter the Sabbath rest.
就是说每一天，每一个礼拜至少有一天，我们能够在主里得安息。
At least once a day, once a week, we should have one day that's where we can rest in the Lord.
那如果安息日真的得到安息，我们就觉得这一天是最享受的一天。
If we can receive rest on the Sabbath day, then the Sabbath day becomes the most enjoyable day.
那我们一定会很想念安息日赶快来到。
And we will always look forward to the coming of the Sabbath day.
因为这一天我们可以得安息。
Because we can receive rest on this day.
但是我们一般在安息日所想的安息都是今天不必上班。
But usually when we talk about the Sabbath day, we associate it with not having to work.
就是肉体不必上班了。
In other words, we don't have to do our job.
这个是肉体的休息。
This is the physical rest.
但是我们要进到安息日，在灵里面得安息。
But we must progress to the point where we can rest spiritually on the Sabbath day.
那我们才能够来享受真的安息日的福气。
Only then can we truly enjoy the blessings that come with the Sabbath day.
那怎么在安息日真的得到安息？
How can we enjoy true rest on the Sabbath day?
如果我们回来看我们常常读的以赛亚书的58章。
Let's turn to a passage we often refer to, which is Isaiah 58.
以赛亚书58章。
Isaiah 58.
13节。
Verse 13. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not going your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. 14. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father.The mouth of the Lord has spoken.
这个十四节说，你就以神为乐。
You will delight. You shall delight yourself in the Lord.
所以安息日是一种享受，是因为这一天我们能够以神为乐。
The Sabbath is a source of enjoyment because on this day we can delight ourselves in the Lord.
因此，如果我们在安息日真的体验到以神为乐。
If on the Sabbath day we experience delighting ourselves in the Lord,
那我们前面六天那个劳苦担重担、那个忧愁重担都被解消了。
Then all the sorrows and worries that come from the labors of the past 6 days will dissolve.
那现在问题就是我们肉体得安息来到教会，如果在安息日没有感受到神里面的喜乐。
But if we only rest physically and come to church on Sabbath day and fail to experience the joy in the Lord on the Sabbath,
那我们有时候就觉得说，那我为什么要来教会？我在家里也可以啊。
Sometimes we may wonder why do I even need to go to church because I can just rest at home.
有时候我们甚至会觉得说，我肉体也不是很累啊，那我去赚钱也可以啊。
And we may even feel that since I'm not very exhausted physically, I might as well go and make more money.
所以安息日最宝贵就是以神为乐。
What is most precious about the Sabbath day is that we shall delight ourselves in the Lord.
那我们安息日来到教会，看到都是弟兄姐妹。
And on the Sabbath day, when we come to church, we see the brothers and sisters.
如果我们有神的爱看到弟兄姊妹，真的也很高兴，因为这是一个大家庭。
If we have the love of God, we rejoice when we see brothers and sisters because we are part of this big family.
但是要进一步，我们在安息日怎么真的在神里面得到快乐？
But we can go a step further and think about how we can delight ourselves in the Lord on the Sabbath.
如果我们回到十三节来看，
If we look at verse 13 again,
在安息日要调转你的脚步。
If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath,
那接下去就进一步再讲哈，不以操作为喜乐。
From doing your pleasure on my holy day,
接下去尊重这日，尊敬之日，不办私事，不随自己私意，不说自己的私话。
Nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words.
那因为这天是属神的。
Since this day belongs to God.
所以安息日真的是以神为中心。
The Sabbath day should be centered on God.
因此不办私事。
So we should not doing our own ways.
不随自己私意，不说自己的私话。
Should not be doing our own ways or finding our own pleasure or speaking our own words.
因此我们暂时来到属灵的殿，跟世界隔开。
So temporarily we come to this sanctuary of God and be set apart from the things of the world.
好像这三个门徒爬到山上去。
It is as if when the disciples went up the high mountain.
爬到山上就远离了城市。
And when you go up the mountain, you are far from the cities.
他就看到主耶稣变貌。
And that's where they witnessed the Lord's transfiguration.
那我们现在安息日很难得到喜乐，就是我们人在教会，但是我们的心还在世界。
Oftentimes we cannot find joy on the Sabbath day, and the reason is that even though we're physically in the church, our hearts are still in the world.
因此怎么让我们的心人在教会，心也真的在亲近神，这个就是我们要努力的。
So it is our goal to not only be here at church physically, but also draw close to God spiritually.
那一个很重要的努力就是我们在教会里面不要把世界带进教会里面。
And part of this involves not bringing things of the world into the church.
也就是说，把社会上的社会新闻，把社会上的政治，把社会上的东西都带到教会来。
Such as bringing politics or news of the society into the church.
因为我们在社会已经接触了很多社会的事情。
Because in the society we are already bombarded with all these things.
所以我们来到教会就是要来接触神。
When we come to church, our goal is to get in touch with God.
所以我们不要把社会的再带进来。
We should not bring the things of the society into the church.
当然信徒的弟兄姊妹互相的关心总是会谈到我们的工作，我们的生活。
Of course, when we show our concern to our brothers and sisters, it is inevitable that we talk about our job or our daily lives.
这是很自然的，因为这是信仰跟生活是连在一起。
That is natural because faith is part of life.
我们所谈的说，不要刻意的，没有什么缘故的把世界带进来。
But what we're talking about is not deliberately bringing things from the world for no reason.
那这样我们来唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
We should spend our time singing hymns and praying and praising God.
那我们来听神的话，来查考神的话。
We should focus on listening to God's word and studying God's word.
同龄来彼此交通。
And having fellowship with one another.
互相关心，彼此勉励。
Showing concern for one another and encouraging one another.
那这样我们亲近的神，这一天就得安息，就非常喜乐。
By drawing close to God, we can enjoy rest in our spirit, and we can delight ourselves in the Lord.
所以希伯来书第四章讲竭力进入安息。第一个就是在安息日，我们要进到神里面，心灵的安息。
So when Hebrews chapter 4 tells us to be diligent in entering that rest, the first part of this has to do with finding spiritual rest on the Sabbath day.
好，那我们现在再回来看希伯来书。
Let's return to Hebrews.
希伯来书第三章的十八节。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 3 verse 18. And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey?
十九节。
19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
这个第二个安息就是进到迦南地的安息。
The second rest is the rest of entering the land of Canaan.
这个地方讲他们不能够进入安息是因为不信的缘故。
They could not enter into the rest because of unbelief.
为什么进到迦南地是一种安息？
Why was entering Canaan a rest?
因为他们出埃及只有一个目标，就是进迦南。
Because their sole purpose of the Exodus was to go into Canaan.
那这个旷野叫做大而可怕的旷野。
And the desert was called that great and dreadful wilderness.
哦，是很难走的。
It was a difficult journey.
哦，漂泊不定。
They would drift from place to place.
啊，这是神给他们一个操练。
This was God's a form of discipline.
啊，那其实，在旷野地，他们走了不多久，已经靠近了迦南地旁边。
Shortly after they traveled in the wilderness, they were very close to the land of Canaan.
啊，神本来就是要叫他们就进去了。
And God had intended for them to go in right away.
啊，那他们为什么不进去？
But why would they not enter in?
神叫他进去，他就是不进去。
God had told them to enter in, but they refused.
这里告诉他，因为不信的缘故。
According to this passage, it was because of their unbelief.
啊，以色列百姓啊，神叫他们每个支派，找一个，探子进到里面去窥探迦南地。
God ordered the tribes to each send a spy to go in and scout out the land.
啊，然后，这个十个探子啊，在迦南地走了一圈以后，就回来报告。
And after the ten spies surveyed the land, they returned to give a report.
说迦南地的确很好。
And they said this was a wonderful land.
哦，你看一个葡一串葡萄两个台。
So it would take two people to carry a cluster of grapes.
这个真的是牛奶与蜜之地。
This was indeed a land flowing with milk and honey.
但是，哦，它里面人高马大。
But they said that the people of that land were tall and strong.
我们比起来，我们像蚱蜢一样。
And they said that they looked like grasshoppers in their eyes.
啊，城墙高大。
And their walls were tall and fortified.
哦，我们一定打不过他们了。
And they said we surely cannot defeat these people.
哦，所以他们不敢信靠神。
And they dare not trust in the Lord.
所以虽然已经到旁边，他不进去。
Even though they had reached the border, they refused to enter.
哦，那前面这一段路程啊，就是要让他们认识他们所拜的神。
The journey up to this point was for them to know the God that they worship.
你看，法老王有兵权。
Pharaoh had armies under him.
怎么法老王会让他们出来？
How could Pharaoh allow the Israelites go?
因为神的能力。
It was because of God's power.
哦，用十个灾殃。
Through the ten plagues.
所以到最后，法老不得不让他们出去。
Eventually, Pharaoh had no choice but to let them go.
因为他没有办法对抗神。
Because he could not resist God.
那到了红海。
When they reached the Red Sea.
红海怎么过去？
How could they cross it?
哦，就是信靠神。
They had to trust in God.
哦，所以红海就分开。
And the sea parted.
那现在埃及的追兵追过来怎么办？
And when the Egyptian soldiers approached and caught up with them, what did they do?
哦，诶，结果这个火水又合起来。
The water of the sea closed up on the soldiers.
他们的危险神都把它解决了。
And God saved them from their perils.
那要吃什么？
What were they to eat?
天降玛纳。
God sent manna from heaven.
要喝什么？
What were they to drink?
磐石流水。
God gave them water from the rock.
要怎么走？
How would they travel?
云柱火柱引导。
God gave them the pillar of cloud and fire to guide them.
这个不是故事啊，这是真的发生过的。
These are not fairy tales. These actually happened.
这个告诉他们，他们所拜的神真的是大有能力的神，与他们同在的神。
This was to demonstrate to the Israelites that the God that they worship was powerful and was with them.
所以一直走到现在，都是因为神的大能大力，这样一直带领走到迦南地旁边。
They have been able to come to the border of Canaan all by God's power and guidance.
啊，但是现在往前看，这个迦南地的困难。
And now, when they looked forward to difficulties ahead of them in Canaan,
他们信不下去，过去带领这一段的神，现在可以带领他们进入迦南。
They could not trust the fact that the God that they had been guiding them so far will continue to guide them into the land of Canaan.
啊，所以就这样，在旷野再继续走四十年。
Because of their unbelief, they ended up drifting in the wilderness for another 40 years.
那今天这个到底在告诉我们什么？
So what is this telling us today?
啊，那个牛奶与蜜之地。
The land flowing with milk and honey.
哦，就是出埃及所要进去那个最后的目标。
Was the ultimate goal of leaving the land of Egypt.
主耶稣来传道的第一个讯息就是天国近了。
When our Lord Jesus Christ came and preached the gospel, the first thing he said was, The kingdom of heaven is near.
神的国近了。
The kingdom of God is near.
他要把他从天上带下来。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has brought the kingdom of God from heaven to this world.
那这个神的国，如果我们努力去追求，
If we work hard to enter the kingdom of God,
我们在神的国里面有神同在，我们的重担就可以得安息。
If we have God's abidance in the kingdom of God, we can enjoy rest from our labor.
我们就有公义跟平安。We
can enjoy peace. We can enjoy righteousness and peace.
有时候我们在这个信主的过程，特别在真耶稣教会，你看好多人真的体验到很多的神迹奇事。
We can see how many believers in the true Jesus Church have experienced signs and miracles by God.
并得医治，说魔鬼赶出去。
Their illnesses were healed, demons were cast out.
神是真的，神的能力是真的，神的同在也是真的。
God is real, God's power is real, and His presence is real.
但是为什么生活这么多忧虑？
But why is it that we still have so many worries in our lives?
好像担子天天压在身上。
And we seem to be crushed by our burdens of all the time.
没有得到安息。
We do not enjoy rest.
就是我们所体验这么多的恩典，我们忘记了这一位神也可以解决我们生活困难的神。
Despite all the blessings we have received and experiences we have experienced, we still forget that God is the God who can help us and guide us.
所以来到神面前要信靠，要交托。
So when we come before God, we need to learn to believe and trust.
那这样，我们就能够来得享安息。
Then we can receive rest.
所以在马太福音里面，主耶稣有这样说。
Our Lord Jesus says in Matthew.
马太十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太十一章的28节。
Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
这里主耶稣很明白讲，劳苦担重担可以到我这里啊。
Our Lord Jesus Christ says clearly, all you who labor and are heavy laden, come to me.
然后我要让你得安息。
And I will give you rest.
主耶稣要让我们得安息。
Our Lord Jesus will give us rest.
但是我们要到他这里来。
But we must come to Him.
要拿出行动来亲近他。
We must take the action to draw close to Jesus.
那怎么让这个安息能够实现呢？
How can we make the Sabbath or rest a reality?
我们看29节。
Let's read verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
这里讲我心柔和谦卑，要负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们就必得安息。所以我们在生活当中要得安息，这里讲要负主的轭，学主的样式。
As this verse tells us, in order to receive rest in our lives, we need to take our Lord's yoke upon us and learn from our Lord.
因此如果学习主的样式，我们的重担就可以得安息。
If we are able to learn from our Lord, then we can be rest from our heavy laden.
那我们看主的样式是什么？
How do we learn from the Lord?
有时候我们常常发现，生活压力最大是我们压力最大，常常是生活的担子。
Oftentimes, the greatest pressures in life are daily activities, daily demands. Our daily demands, such as what to eat, what to drink, and what to wear.
也就是生活的需要。
In other words, the necessities of daily life.
那这里主耶稣告诉我们。
Here, our Lord Jesus Christ tells us.
你要先求神的国，神的义。
To seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
那这些东西都要加给你。
And all these things shall be added to us.
求神的国就是求神来做我们生命的主宰，带领我们。
To seek God's kingdom is to let God be the Lord of our lives and let Him guide us.
来管理我们，来统治我们。
Let Him rule and reign over us.
有时候是因为我们个人对生活有我们自己的理想。
Sometimes we set our own ideals in life.
有自己的目标。
We set our own goals.
那要达到这个理想，要达到这个目标，这个就变成一个重担。
But achieving these goals and ideals becomes a burden.
所以如果我们能够愿意尊神为大，
If you are able to magnify the Lord,
神要我怎么做，我就怎么做。
Yeah, we would do whatever He wants us to do.
那我们就没有压力。
Then there will be no pressure.
比方说，有人在问我说，你退休要住哪里？
For example, someone asked me, after you retire, where are you going to live?
这很实际的问题。
It's a very practical question.
如果说我要住湾区，哇，那压力很大。
If I choose to live in the Bay Area, then that is a lot of pressure.
那怎么办？
What am I going to do?
在目前就是住在湾区啊。
So far, I've been living in the Bay Area.
那以后神要到叫我到哪里，我就到哪里啊。
And in the future, I will go wherever God wants me to go.
所以当我没有坚持我目标的时候，我就没有压力啊。
So it, since I don't insist on my own goals, I don't have pressure.
那这个需要有一个信心啊。
But that takes faith.
信心就是相信神给你带领比你自己的计划更好。
Faith means trusting that what God guides you, wherever God guides you, is better than where you want to go.
我们现在就是信不下去。
And the problem is we are not able to trust.
我自己的计划是最好，所以我一定要坚持。
Because my plans are the best, so I insist on going with my plans.
神啊，你就是要听我祷告，成全我，那你才是爱我。
God, you must listen to my prayer and do what I ask. Only then will you do you show that you love me.
那压力好大。
That is a lot of pressure.
比方说我们在教养我们的孩子。
For example, when we teach our children.
现在人就是要望子成龙。
People want their children to excel, to be at the top.
要很突出，要很有成就。
They want their children to be outstanding and have great accomplishments.
当然，这是父母对孩子的爱。
Of course, this is a form of parents' love.
但是神的旨意对每个人都不一样啊。
But God's will for each individual is different.
所以我们只是受托，受神托付来教养我们自己的小孩。
We've only been entrusted with the responsibility to teach our children.
因此如果我把我们自己的理想加到我们的下一代。
If we impose our own ideals on our own next generation.
我们压力很大，他的压力也很大。
We're giving ourselves as well as them a lot of pressure.
我们的压力是因为我们要跟社会一样。
And the pressure on us is because we want to be like the rest of the society.
他们的压力是他们要活到跟父母的期待。
And the pressure on them is that they have to live up to our expectations.
但是如果我们改变一个方向，
But if we change our course,
我们一起来祷告，
And say, let us pray together.
看神要你做什么，
And see what God wants you to do.
你要申请学校，我们来祷告，
Now you're applying for school, let us pray.
几个原则把握住，
Hold on to key principles.
要靠近教会，
It should be close to church.
容易持守信仰。
So that you can maintain your faith.
那不一定要常春藤的，又或者什么样，我们就祷告看神怎么带领。
It doesn't have to be an Ivy League school. We just pray and seek how God guides.
那这样就没有压力了。
Then there is no pressure.
所以也不一定说最好的大学将来生活就最圆满。
Just because you go to the best school doesn't mean that you will end up having the best life.
也不是说次好的大学将来生活就次好的。
Or just because you don't go to the best school, your life will be not as good.
到最后的关键是有没有神的恩典。
Ultimately, the key factor is whether you have God's grace in your life.
你如果真的有神同在，有神的恩典，你生活就是 A 了，最好的。
If God is in your life, then your life will be A. You will receive great A.
你如果没有神的恩典，没有神的同在，你最好的学校毕业，可能生活还是 B 啊。
Without God's grace and presence in your life, even if you graduate from the top schools, your life is still B.
所以我们要谦卑来顺服神。
So we need to humble ourselves and submit to God.
学取主的样式，尊重神。
Learn from our Lord Jesus and learn to honor God.
那有的人来到美国。
Some people come to the U.S.
为着申请身份，压力好大。
And just to get a green card, they have a lot of pressure.
但是圣经说神预先定准他的年限跟所住的疆界。
But the Bible tells us that God has already ordained where we shall live in the days of our life.
神最知道 住哪里对我们最好。
God knows best where we should live and what is best for us.
那怎么办？
What are we going to do?
我们就尽我们的本分做我们应该做的。
We just do what we can do on our part.
那其他就交托给神。
And leave the rest to God.
任凭他所以引导神，引导一定最好。
Let him lead where he wills, and that will be the best.
如果有这样的信心，
if we have that kind of faith,
就没有压力了。
Then there's no pressure.
那我如果一定要住在这里，
if we insist that I must live here,
压力就很大。
Then we have a lot of pressure.
所以很多的劳苦担重担是因为我们自己做自己的主人。
So a lot of labor and heavy burden is come from the fact that we want to be our own master.
当我们谦卑下来，让主耶稣做我们的主人，就没有压力了。
But when we humble ourselves and let the Lord be our master, then there is no more pressure.
所以为什么已经到迦南地旁边进不去？
Why is it that even though they have reached the border of Canaan, they could not enter in?
因为没有信心来信靠那个行大神迹的那一位神。
Because they did not have the faith to trust in the Almighty God who performed mighty signs.
所以在旷野再多绕四十年了。
So they ended up spending 40 more years in the wilderness.
那绕四十年到最后就进入迦南地。
And eventually, after 40 years, they entered the land of Canaan.
因为信心已经有长进了。
This was after their faith had grown.
那个没有办法信靠神的，在旷野都死了。
And after those who did not have faith perished in the wilderness.
那现在。这些人就愿意在约柜的带领下就进去了。
And the new generation was willing to submit to the guidance of the ark and enter the land of Canaan.
就进到四十年前神不愿意他们进去得安息的那一块地。
They finally entered the piece of land that God had intended to give to those who did not have faith in God.
好，那吃不到迦南地以后，就真的得到安息。
After they entered the land of Canaan, did they receive final rest?
我们来看希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书的第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
第八节。
Verse 8. For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day.
第九节。
9.There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God.
第十节。
10. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his.
这个第八节讲如果约书亚已经叫他们享受安息，就不需要再提别的日子。所以第九节另外有一个安息日的安息。
Verse 9 says, if Joshua had given them rest, he would not afterward have spoken of another day. So verse 9 says, there remains therefore a rest for the people of God.
那在第三章说他们不能进入安息是迦南地的安息，是因为他不信神。
And chapter 3 says that they could not enter that rest because they could not enter the land of Canaan.
那到第四章的第八节。
In chapter 4 verse 8.
那约书亚真的把他们带进迦南地啊。
Joshua eventually led them into the land of Canaan.
但是这个第八节又说如果约书亚叫他们享安息，神就不需要再提另外一个安息日的安息。
Then it says again that if Joshua had given them rest, then God would not have spoken of another rest.
不错，我们在神的国里面借着信靠神、交托神很多生活的担子都可以放下来。
Yes, in the kingdom of God, through trusting God, we can set aside many of the burdens in life.
从这一方面来讲，我们真的得安息。
Yes, in this respect, we have obtained rest.
所以他们到了迦南地以后，开始种植养牛养羊，生活真的很丰富。
After they entered the land of Canaan, they planted crops, and they had livestock, and they had an abundant life.
那比较旷野漂泊不定啊，这真的是一种享受，是一种安息。
Compared to the life as a sojourners in the wilderness, they did enjoy rest.
但是到了迦南地，里面有七族。
But after entering the land of Canaan, there were seven tribes.
哇，要打战。
They had to engage in warfare.
打到约书亚死了，还没有，七族都还没有灭掉。
Even until Joshua died, the seven tribes had not been annihilated.
所以从另外一方面来讲我们活在这个地面上有我们里面有七情六欲。
So in another respect, even though we live while we live in this world, we still have many desires.
所以有很多罪的欲望、罪的担子啊，也真的在啊，在缠住我们。
We are still entangled by sinful desires and burdens.
我听到一个弟兄，他已经70岁了，他说他一个很大的挑战就是要圣洁。
A brother who is in his 70s shared that one of his greatest challenges is holiness.
我以为圣洁就是少年人、青年人的事情。
And I thought that purity was a great challenge for youths.
连70岁的人都觉得这个是一个挑战。
But even a 70-year-old finds it a challenge to be pure.
我信耶稣好几十年，我努力走到这里，我一定不能跌倒。
And he said, I have worked so hard and kept myself pure all this time after I believed in the Lord, and I must not fall at this moment.
那有的是贪心。
For some, it could be greed.
就是希望赚更多钱。
For example, greed for more wealth.
那有的是骄傲。
For some, it is pride.
要表达自己一生的成就。
They like to show off how much they have accomplished in life.
所以这个人里面有很多的罪性在里面。
So we still have much human nature, sinful nature within us.
那我们这样一直祷告，一直灵修，一直在进步。
We continue to pray and work hard to improve.
有时候到死还是有缺点的。
Even until we die, we still have imperfections.
好像约书亚已经得到迦南到死了，他还是有一些敌人还没有打败。
Just like Joshua, even when he died, some enemies still were not wiped out.
那这样有另外一个安息日的安息。
So there is another Sabbath rest.
第十节，进入那个安息，但是歇了自己的功。
And he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works.
所以到最后就是天国的安息。
So this final rest is the heavenly kingdom.
到天国也没有罪的缠累。
In the heavenly kingdom, we are not entangled by sin.
到天国也没有生活的压力。
In the heavenly kingdom, we don't have pressures of daily life.
所以那个是最美的安息。
And that is the best rest.
那是永恒的安息。
And that is the final eternal rest.
这个是我们每一个人所应该要追求的。
And this is something we all look forward to.
就是进到天国永远的安息。
To enter the heavenly kingdom for our eternal rest.
所以安息日六天劳碌做工，第七天，这个也可以讲，几十年劳碌做工，到最后第七天就是天国的安息。
So we can also compare the seventh day weekly rest to the final rest we will receive after we toil in this life.
我们看启示录十四章十三节。
Let's read Revelation chapter 14 verse 13. Revelation chapter 14 verse 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write.Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them.
这个地方讲，在主里死的有福。
Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord.
他是息了自己的劳苦。
They may rest from their labors.
做工的果效也随着他。
And their works follow them.
那是真正的安息。
This is the true rest.
进到一个神的面前，永远的安息。
Entering into God's presence and enjoy the eternal rest.
所以努力进入安息。
So let us be diligent to enter that rest.
第一个安息日的安息。
The first is the Sabbath rest.
第二个，在主耶稣里面劳苦担重担可以得安息。
And the second is to enjoy rest in the Lord Jesus from our labor.
第三个。
And the third.
我们将来进到天国永远的安息。
Is the final eternal rest when we go to the heavenly kingdom.
这三个安息都需要我们的努力。
And all these three kinds of rest require diligence.
那神的应许就会实现。
And God's promise will become true.
我们来唱诗。318试试看我们这个副歌能不能记住。我们祷告完来唱副歌318。
Let's sing him 318 and see if we can remember the chorus.
My soul